Welcome to the Nifty Chicks and this week's episode of NF Tuesdays with a twist coming to you live. In this episode, we're going to take a closer look at the rise and fall of NFTs, from the soaring prices of Donald Trump's NFT trading cards to the devastating mistake of accidentally destroying $129,000 CryptoPunk. Ouch. We'll also examine how Argentinian airline is revolutionizing ticket sales with NFTs, and how Jack Daniels, Yum, is using augmented reality to promote their NFT campaign. Join us as we dive into the exciting and unpredictable world of NFTs. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Man, got some good stuff today.
Yeah, I
love that intro, the rise and fall, and man, rise.
Does it ever feel that way?
I mean,
it's, you know, we have been on this NFT and crypto journey for, well, as the Nifty Chicks.
That's right.
For just over a year and a quarter.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. And we've definitely, I feel like we've seen a lot in just that short amount of time.
Yeah.
We kind of came in on the highs and then we've watched it go.
As did and most then, people.
And then maybe.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are feeling that way, right? So, like, I mean, we started this podcast about the time of the highs. And let me tell you, the buzz was hopping. There were so many people in this space, so many newbies in the space. I mean, it was just a fun and exciting time. And I think all those people who flooded into the gates of NFTs are now feeling what we're feeling, which is like, whoo, this is quite the roller coaster. And for most people who don't have the stamina, they're out, right? And here we are, still with you, still going strong, still loving this and loving the space. So.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And speaking of, you know, the fall
rise and falls
of NFTs, the NFT market has seen a 31% drop in sales since March.
That's surprising to me.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought it was dropped. How can you drop
it? Well, it just continues to fall is the problem.
I've noticed.
So it's going to be real interesting to see. I mean, we've talked about this. We're going to be at NFT NYC. So it'll be interesting to see how people are feeling when we get to New York and if people are still, I don't know, like gung-ho about NFTs. And, you know, everybody talks about it's bear market. It means it's the build market. So it'll be interesting to see how people are feeling.
100%. I'm excited to see that. And like, so the reason why we keep bringing this up, and in a lot of articles almost every month, we're talking about where the NFT market is we don't really have a great source of, like, if you want to know how the Apple stock is doing or how like Google is doing, you can look that up and see 1 week trends, 1 month, 1 year, year to date, 5 year, on all these great charts. That's harder to do with the NFT market. So it's really, I want to say, like, one of the reasons why we share these types of articles with you is so that you can kind of track along and figure out, like, where is the NFT market today? Because, man, it's like ups and downs.
Well, but on top of that, I mean, it's all individually based on the projects. So something can happen in a project that causes it to spike or tank.
100%.
And you may not even know really what or why something does something. Because, like, I think it was Pudgy Penguins came back recently. Like, they were way down, which I'm a little bit kicking myself because I liked them a long time ago and I didn't get in. And then they came back up.
Right.
And we're not going to talk about it today, but for anybody that's interested, there is talk about Amazon doing something with Pudgy Penguins on their marketplace. So I think that might be why it's rising again.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, it really does depend on the project and what's happening either, you know, visibly or behind the scenes in a project.
Yep. So this month, sales are down 31%. Who knows what next month has in store?
Right.
I think one of the cool things about this is that Ethereum is continuing to dominate. I'm one of those, like, boring people. As fun as I am to be in NFTs, I'm pretty classic. I like classic stuff. And to me, Ethereum's always going to be where I gravitate towards.
Yeah.
For NFTs. There's so many options out there and great options. I love Ethereum. It's so easy. It's so versatile. I love it.
Agreed. I mean, I've dabbled in others, but definitely Ethereum and OpenSea are my same. where I gravitate, and they're just easy, and I don't know. It's just like that user. Yeah. I don't know that anything's safer, but it just the user experience there. And maybe it is primarily because it's familiar too. I've been doing that for a while.
Right.
So that being said, if you are paying attention to the news at all, you will have seen that former President Donald Trump is back in the news. Apparently he was in New York facing indictments today. But what I find interesting about this is that his NFT trading cards that I think came out in February, so they haven't even been out that long, but they have seen a spike.
Of course.
And, you know, it's like, I guess whenever you're in the news, it could be good or bad for you. In this case, it's good.
Right. For Trump. Isn't that one of the sayings? There is no such thing as
bad news or bad press.
Bad press. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So one of them selling $1,700. So, I mean, look at that face. He's just loving it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's probably not looking like that today, but.
True. I did see pictures and he doesn't have that big of a smile.
Right. But yeah, so I guess, you know, this indictment and just being in the news has been good for the NFT project. It's interesting to me because I'm curious what will happen. I mean, obviously we don't know what's going to happen with him, and I highly doubt he's going to see jail time. I mean, this is just my opinion based on nothing, like what I've seen on Twitter. I'll be surprised if he sees jail time. But the reason I say that is because part of what the utility promised in this project is dinners and like golfing with Trump and all these things. So, you know, if he's in jail, he's not going to be able to fulfill those promises unless.
Well, you can still have dinner. I mean, you go to the conjugal visit, right?
I think you have to like be married for a conjugal visit.
I don't know. I'm not that experienced. I have not been to a lot of prisons, I'm going to be honest.
You do know what a conjugal visit is, right?
I mean, isn't it just where you get to touch, right?
I think you do more.
Oh, I thought it was like you can actually touch because you can't. You're not allowed to touch the prisoner.
No, I'm pretty sure you get to do other things.
Oh, really?
No.
That's not, that right isn't stripped away from that?
No.
Oh, wow.
I think you, I don't know.
Like it was the only form of visit where you could actually touch the other person.
Conjugal visit is typically like, I believe you get like a room to yourself.
Oh, wow. I have so much to learn when it comes to the prison system. Guess what I'm going to be Googling later.
Yes. Now I feel like I need to go confirm that I'm
correct. No, you're
correct
probably right. I have zero exposure to prisons and
stuff. I'm pretty sure.
I watched Orange is the New Black, but.
Yeah, they were just doing it anyway. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Like I'm like a little flushed right now. Oh, I feel so bad for this guy. So this guy got a CryptoPunk and then made a big mistake and accidentally burned it.
Yeah, I am sad to see that he was attempting to wrap his NFT. And we were talking before the show that, you know, this level, anybody who's been with us in the start, we've been very transparent that we are also newbies in the sense that we are not super understanding of all the nitty gritty details. And so we're learning. And so part of this article is this guy attempted to wrap his NFT. Cheers to that.
I would be so sad if this happened.
Yeah.
Me or you or anyone we know. Mm-hmm, like, oh, you have to be so careful.
Yeah. So he was trying to wrap his NFT, which My understanding is if you wrap your NFT, it essentially wraps it with code and allows you to keep the NFT at in, you know, held within the custodian, but then use it for other.
So like you can get loans.
Correct. You can stake it.
You can borrow it out or loan it out to somebody to use in a game or
so
something along those lines.
That's my understanding. How that physically works, I don't know, but he was attempting to do that and ended up burning his NFT. Yeah. So that's super painful. And I'm really sorry to this human.
And he didn't even have it that long. That's like the worst part about it is he had it for like a few weeks and then made that horrible mistake.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it was like $129,000, right? I mean, that's a big chunk of change no matter who you are. So
yeah, that sucks. That sucks. So I'm super excited about this next one. And I really hope that more airlines do this. But an Argentinian carrier, Flybondi, is the first airline to offer NFT tickets. And part of what I think is so cool about this is that you can easily change the name on the ticket. So you could give it away and you can transfer it to somebody else.
That is hard to do in real life right now.
Yeah. It's really hard. Like if you buy a ticket, that's your ticket. And if you can't use it, then you're pretty much screwed. Yeah. And, you know, I buy a ticket and I can't go, but Jenna can, then I could give her the ticket. All I have to do is just say, okay, what's your wallet address? And send you that NFT.
That would make so much more sense.
Right? I mean, it's paid for. It's paid for. The ticket's paid for. Why shouldn't I be able to give it to somebody else?
What human is in that?
Right. Well, but, you know, then the airlines don't get to take all their change fees and processing fees, and they can go charge a higher price to somebody else that's buying a ticket last minute. So.
All the reasons why we like NFTs.
Right. So I can't wait for this to, I've never flown Flybondi. I've actually never even heard of Flybondi, but I kind of want to fly there. I mean, I've always wanted to go to Argentina. So
that would be fun.
So maybe I'll just have to see if I can get a ticket to Argentina on Flybondi and do it via NFT.
I love it.
How fun would that be?
That'd be
a idea. Okay.
Let me know when you go so I can go with you.
Yeah. Jenna T and I are going to have our next Nifty Chicks trip to Argentina. Yay. Okay. So Jack Daniels, who I don't really drink Jack Daniels. I prefer.
I'm a fan of Jack.
I prefer vino. The vino.
Yeah.
They launched an augmented reality NFT.
I didn't know that. This was news also to you and also to me.
Yeah.
I love Jack Daniels. I am surprised that they view their drinkers and customers base as people who want to get into NFTs.
So let me just back this up a little bit. So it's based out of, or they're launching this in Australia. So I don't know what the demographics are in Australia for Jack Daniels drinkers, but they're launching it with like local bands, and then they're doing like gift vouchers and even, you know, trips to Jack Daniels distillery. So they're offering AR experiences that is very similar to Pokemon Go.
That is going to be very fun. Very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and what I think is cool, and we've talked about this in all kinds of things. Like we talked about it last week, talking about Ticketmaster. So if you own the collectible, you'll unlock exclusive content, including behind the scenes videos, songs, album details. One of the things that I really liked, I was reading this article, and who is it that's saying this? I guess the senior brand manager for Jack Daniels said, I remember when bands released music and people lined up to buy it, they could see the cover art and open it to see the lyrics. This is something that the younger generation doesn't have the pleasure of discovering. And I don't know about you, but I'm a huge music lover and I love records. And I just got out one of my records the other day, and I love, love, love like holding the record in my hand and pulling out that cover art, opening it up. Sometimes, you know, it's like multi and gets real big, or it's like flip book. But like feeling that in my hands and reading the lyrics, I don't know, for whatever reason, it just brings me closer to the artist.
So I did not grow up in the era of records, but CDs used to have something similar. Yeah, you would fold out each thing, and yeah, they would have, there'd be sometimes where it's like five kind of folds out and you could read all the lyrics. And I totally agree. That's like a side, an aspect of music that I forgot about, but I loved.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the same kind of with cassettes too. They a little bit did that, but records, it's just a different, I don't know, for me, it's a totally different feeling with records than it is even CDs.
Yeah.
But people now don't even get that. I mean, how, unless you're going and buying records like me, you're like, you're getting your music off of Spotify or, you know, Sirius XM or whatever. You're not buying a physical.
It's different.
Yeah. It's very totally different. So
do you remember Apple iPods?
Oh yeah.
Where you could turn music up.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could still buy those. I mean, not from Apple, but like off secondary market. I feel like those are probably.
I would imagine you can.
Those were cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm surprised those haven't made like a resurgence.
Right? I could totally see.
But I guess, I mean, I guess everybody can do it on their phone. Like, why would you want to carry around an iPod when you carry it with your phone?
Yeah, I get
it. You know? So this one, we've talked about this before. I thought that this was cool. The Ethereum ERC 4337, which I hadn't heard of, but it looks like it could be really good for the real estate industry. And, you know, we've talked about how we see real estate going forward, moving towards NFTs, and how you'll be able to verify and maybe potentially get some of the players out of the real estate game that are really kind of unnecessary and just like in there to get, you know, their fingers on some of the money. I think, you know, there's a lot of things within real estate sales that feel unnecessary to me, but you know, they're required. And if there's a way that non-fungible tokens can help eliminate some of those additional steps that are necessary. So they're saying like, can help by, you know, representing property deeds, replacing the searches with, Etherscan. So like your property can be on Etherscan. You could collect rent using stable coins. And then of course, contract signatures instead of notarized signatures. I know last time I was selling a house, I did everything online, but how much safer and more secure would it be if it was actually done on blockchain?
Yeah.
Versus like, I don't know what we use. That's like DocuSign or something like that. But
yeah. I'm excited to see that shift happen.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting in the next few years to see how we progress there.
That's right.
So I wanted to bring this up just because, you know, my past is Bad Crypto Podcast and Blockchain Heroes. So they launched something today where you can burn 20 of your Blockchain Heroes NFTs. Highly recommend you do commons. But if you do so, you can get a Blockchain Heroes Energize pack. So I did it earlier today. And I got this, the Grand Auditor. So you can see they're now energized, which I think is cool. And I like the Grand Auditor, but what I really wanted was my amp and subwoofer. Ah. So I went on the secondary market because I'm like, I'm not going to burn these all day. But,
oh my gosh, look.
So you may recognize that person is me and Rufus, my dog. And I used to have a scooter, and I ride around Denver on my scooter. And so that's us being energized.
Oh, my gosh. I love it so much.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
Yeah. So if you're interested, you can go if you have Blockchain Heroes, or you can go buy some on the secondary and get your own energized Blockchain Hero.
That's awesome.
And last but definitely not least, we are going to be in New York next week. We are speaking at NFT NYC on Wednesday.
Wednesday around 1:30-ish.
Yep. And we have our official title now.
Yes. Look at that. That is better than the last one.
Yes. We don't have updated images. I was going to tweet this out earlier and I was like, oh, they didn't change our thing. So I was thinking about, I would take that image and I can go overlay it. So our new title now is Women Breaking Barriers and Building Bridges, Shifting Mindsets to Empower in NFTs. I like it. So I'm excited for our panel. It's going to be fun. We actually have a past guest that's going to be on our panel, Tammy Maggs. And then we'll have some new people that we have not met yet. So if you're in New York City for NFT NYC, we would love to have you attend our session, and or we would love to meet up. In fact, I was thinking about this. Maybe what we'll do is post some of the events that we are planning on attending. However, that's always, I feel like, a little bit challenging once you get to New York, because you can have the best intentions to go to an event and you've got your tickets, you're ready to go, and then something blows up and you can't get a cab, or it's going to take you an hour and a half to get there and you'll miss half the event. So, you know, everything is somewhat of a play it by ear unless we're actually it's at our hotel or it's at Javits, which is where the event's going to be held this year.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited to get to New York. It's, it's been a year.
Yeah. It has?
Yeah. No. Yeah. We went there in June, so not quite a year. It was in June.
Was it?
I think it was in June last year.
Oh, it might have been.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So, that's all we've got for the news today.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. And next week, we will be coming to you live from New York.
That's right.
Yeah. So that being said, make sure that you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. And of course, whatever podcast player you are listening on. But definitely subscribe on YouTube. A lot of times we are showing you guys stuff, screen sharing and or, especially when we do our tutorials. And so subscribe, hit that bell so that you're notified whenever we have new episodes available.
That's right. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Nifty Chicks. Always remember, invest in yourself because you are worth it.
Please listen carefully to the following disclaimer. Neither the host nor the guests of the Nifty Chicks podcast are acting in the capacity of financial advisors. We wish to remain transparent and impartial to the NFT community at all times, and therefore, the content provided by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests are intended for general information purposes only. Nothing written or discussed by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests should be construed or relied upon as investment, financial, legal, regulatory, accounting, tax, or similar advice. Nothing should be interpreted as a solicitation to invest in any cryptocurrency or NFT, and nothing herein should be construed as a recommendation to engage in any investment strategy or transaction. Please be advised that it is in your own best interest to consult with investment, legal, tax, or similar professionals regarding any specific situation and any prospective transaction decisions. You must do your own research when considering investing in cryptocurrencies or NFTs. We are simply sharing our journey with you as we learn more about the world of NFTs. Happy minting.